Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hey, what up? What up?
Hello?
What's going on, everybody? Yeah, what's going on? Hey, Big Red, what's up?
Yes, what's up?
Okay. What up, everybody?
You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
What up, everybody? Another episode of The Menu. This is Brother B. Got Big Red in the house. Mika and Nicole.
Hello, everybody.
A.K.A. The Agenda, A.K.A. Bad Applesauce. So, hiatus. So, you know, right now, you know, Brother B and Big Red is going down the court. How you doing, Red? What's going on?
Nothing. Just chilling, just trying to maintain, just trying to keep my head above water. You know, just trying to, you know, just keep it together.
True.
Trying to keep it together.
Yeah. Tonight is, I guess, going to be one of those nights. Whether you love me or hate me, I really don't care. You're not my daughter and you don't pay my bills. But anyway, there's a lot of things that I really need to say because, it's just a lot of bullshit going on right now, and somebody got to say something. I mean, everybody want to talk about. They want a voice. They want to have an opinion. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see if anybody calls in.
Right.
Not gonna worry about it though, because as long as we get our point across, that's all that matters. We put out. So once again,
yeah, we're
what
putting
up,
it out there.
No doubt. What's up, everybody, on Blog Talk Radio and beyond. Another episode of The Menu. Brother B and Big Red in the house. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395 is the calling number. Now, tonight's topic, the extermination. All lives do not matter. Big Red, I'm sure you already know, you know.
Yeah, I got it,
all over
yeah.
The same place. About 2 days ago, Mr. Terrence Crutcher was seen on video being shot with his hands up. And then, what, less than 24 hours or about 24 hours later, Keith Lamont Scott, another black man, disabled and sitting in his car waiting for his kids, and he was shot and killed by police.
Now, I didn't hear about that one. Now, can you really elaborate on what happened with that?
Well,
I didn't hear too much detail about that one.
Well, that's what they were writing about yesterday, and or protest, you know, which kind of turned into some rioting, I guess. But, yeah, apparently...
I don't know what they expect,
but
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. From the way the media states it, the gentleman was sitting, you know, sitting in his car waiting for his kids, and they said for some reason he got out the car, and the police claimed that they saw a gun. And I guess the cop's first notion was to shoot, so he was shot and he's dead. And now, but
and once again,
They say he was sitting in his car reading a book.
Okay, so why is it that every time that they stop a male that is of color, of our color, it's always he got a gun every time? It's like, when does that stop? When does that get tired? It's like crying wolf. Like, when does that get tired? You're going to keep crying, oh, he has a gun. He has a gun. He has a, every time, every single time. It's never a time that I've heard within the last couple of years and especially this year, especially between last year and this year, that I haven't heard that, oh, he has a gun. So now, like I said, it's like your crying wolf. You're going to say that he, guess what, one day you're going to say it, and the person's going to actually have it, then what you going to do then?
Well, then they will
because
be
like,
able
most
to
of the time they're saying it, they don't have it. Huh?
True. Well, then they will be able to justify it. See, well, let's go with Terrence Crutcher first, because that
mm-hmm.
was on video.
Which right.
doesn't really mean anything because, you know, you can just shoot
no.
a black man or a black woman or a black kid on video and get a free pass. But
exactly.
that's what's going to seem like. But,
it's been, let me
like,
tell you something. It's been happening since Rodney King, as you know.
Yeah, well, it's probably
that's
been
happening since Rodney
before
King.
That. It's been, but it's been happening way before that. It's just that, I guess because it's a civil rights movement and, you know, you were fighting for rights and all this and that, things started to like, well, we can't do these so-called inhumane things that we're used to doing to black people, like lynching them and just killing them for no reason and beating them up and so on and so forth. We just can't, you know, we just can't grab a black woman off the street and rape her and get away with it. We can't do that anymore, you know. So,
yeah, so what's so different?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
I want to know.
Well, now I guess you know. Now they have more of the law on their side because before years ago it was different. We didn't really have rights. We weren't sort of as human. So today is we have some rights, but it doesn't matter because the legal system and the law trumps our rights, and we still know. Still regarded as blessed. But
absolutely.
What I found interesting when I was listening to the video, the helicopter person was saying, "Oh, this looks like a bad guy. He must be on
mm-hmm.
something." And I'm saying to myself, "Now wait a minute. This guy's about a half a mile, a couple thousand feet up in the air. How the hell do you know that somebody's on something?"
Absolutely. And I heard that was
bad.
And
guy.
I heard that's possibly a husband, or I guess a husband, or whatever.
Well, you never know. But my thing is, how do you know, like, what you say, it looks like a bad guy? How do you know he's a bad guy? Dude's walking
exactly.
with cancer. So you're trying to tell
absolutely.
Me the definition of bad guy, or bad, what looks like a bad person, is a black man, a big black man.
Exactly. Like I said, that's all they see.
So, with that being said, then he gets shot, and they don't try to administer any type of aid. They just let him lay there on the floor and bleed out.
Mm-hmm.
And
like
while
I said,
while it's all being videotaped, and nobody, like, they don't give a damn. Nobody really cares.
It's like the lynchings. It's like back in the days with the lynching, and they gathered everybody around to watch the black man burn, or the black woman be hung, or the black man be hung, and the babies are hung. And that's what it feels like. Because my thing is, like you said, you just shot this man. Why is there no ambulance, no EMS, nobody? Nobody's there to care for this man. This, like I said, you could have said his life could have been spared, at least. You still would have shot him, but at least his life would have been spared.
Well,
but no,
maybe
I
if he
be
was a dog.
Consoling her, huh?
Maybe if he was a dog, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
because they seem to always, when it comes to animals, it's like, oh, they got so much heart for an animal. This is a human being. You can't be serious with this. So you just let this man lay here and die. You busy consoling her because she shot him. She shot him, but don't you think out of some type of common sense, you should get this man some help? Or it's just, oh, he was a bad man, so he deserved to die. Deserved to die for what? What did he do?
Well, I like how they're trying to spin it now. Like, the next day, they say, oh, they found what they believe to be PCP. And now all of a sudden, they found
bullshit.
The car. But my, exactly, because my thing is this.
Bullshit.
When you first search the car, when you first searched the car, you didn't find anything. You didn't find a weapon. You didn't find nothing. Then all of a sudden, the next day, you find some PCP. Okay,
now you find a PCP.
Exactly. Well, you know what? I'm waiting for the autopsy report to be, you know, put out there, because we'll see how quiet they keep that one. Because was PCP in the system? Whether he was on PCP or not,
let me tell you something. They got their people. Exactly. They got their people in those, you know, the medical examiners be down with it too, and they probably gonna be like, yeah,
exactly.
Make sure you tell them, yeah, this, that, put that in the report. They full of bullshit. All of a sudden, this man.
Of course.
I don't. Like I said. A person that has PCP in their system, he ain't going to be that calm. He's not going to be calm like that. Them damn white boys that slipped in with meth, they got that meth in them. You see how they act all crazy? Whatnot, they ain't going to be that damn calm. They full of bullshit.
Exactly. And the thing is, this is not, to me, this is not an anti-police thing, because there's a lot of good cops out there. I'm sure they are.
Yeah, we know.
I know some. But you bad bastards that wear the uniform and do dirty shit are going to get the good cops killed. Because there's never
mm-hmm,
those
exactly.
dirty bastards that get their asses kicked because they're fucking cowards. Excuse
mm-hmm.
my friend. But they're cowards. And they turn around and they'll get the good cops killed. Because when somebody's
yeah,
ready
like-
to look some street justice, or somebody's ready to be like, I can't take it anymore, who's going to be in the line of fire? The good cop.
Just like them two cops that got killed 2 years ago, right before Christmas.
Yep,
okay.
Exactly.
And them dudes, they probably, you know, like I said, we don't know the character of those two people or whatever, but just like I said, these dudes didn't do anything to nobody that we know of. And somebody took their justice out on them, unfortunately. But you know what? That's the point. Because like you said, you're going to get cops that are doing the right thing and doing what they're supposed to. You're going to get them killed because of your actions. And like I said, because they're not being reprimanded for their actions, this is why they're going to keep doing it. It goes both ways. On the law enforcement side, you letting this chick get on administrative leave. She's still getting paid. No. This is why they don't care about what they're doing, because they figure, oh, all I'm going to do is sit home, chillax, and I'm still going to get paid. But then on the other side with us also, as we say all the time, how much marching you going to do? How much peacefulness you going to do? How much are we going to keep doing this, and then it's going to keep happening? Because that's what they expect. All they're going to do is march, be mad on Facebook, be mad. And then guess what? A couple of months, this one died down. A couple of months later, oh, we killed somebody else. It's like, it's ridiculous.
Well, this is, it's been, what, less than 6 months since
absolutely.
Alton Sterling. You know?
And the other young man. What was the other young man?
Yeah. Oh, God, I can't remember his name right now.
I can't think of the name now either. Oh. Yeah.
I'm sorry. But
who's the other young man?
It's been less than 6 months, and it's like, is this happening again?
Exactly. And that's what I mean. That's all they say. Oh, all y'all going to do is march and be peaceful and talk to Al Sharpton for 5 minutes, and then guess what? It's going to be normal, and then we're going to go back to doing it again.
Yeah, Al Sharpton, you know.
Unbelievable. I'm just saying. But I, you know, it's just, it's unbelievable. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, this is my thing. Now, like I said, I'm not anti. No one here on the menu is anti-law enforcement, anti-police officer or whatever. But let's look at it for what it is. This is not an issue of police. These are just, once again, I said it before and I'll say it again, it's individuals that get this type of job so they can hide behind the badge to carry out their little dirty ass deeds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to blame all police for this, because all police, like I said, are not bad. You just have some real bad apples that's fucking up the whole bucket. It's making the whole damn orchard look bad. So my thing is this. What do you expect? How do you expect a black person, a black man, a black woman, kid to react when they see police? If they don't like you, can you blame them? Why? Can you blame them? Why? You can't blame them. Even though they don't know you, it's the uniform that you're wearing that represents something that's not good. Because these cops out there shooting these people are not, it's not a good look. It's not a good look for law enforcement across the country. You cannot gain the trust of the people by doing what you're doing. Maybe white people may not have a problem with it because there's a lot of white people that are not out there getting killed. You're killing little sprinkles of white people here and there for reason. Maybe for legitimate reason.
Right, maybe.
But to shoot someone with his hands in the air? Really? Like, explain that one to me. So, wait a minute. So if I don't comply with your orders, what's up?
No, just saying, looking here at what happened with that bombing suspect, the person that set off the whatever it is that in Chelsea.
Oh, the book bag.
They had a shootout with homeboy, huh?
Yeah, the book bag bomber.
Yeah. They had a shootout with homeboy, but guess what? He's alive.
Yeah, because they needed information.
Huh. So I guess if we got information for him, they'll keep us alive.
Of course,
I guess,
but we don't have nothing for him.
Unbelievable.
You know what I'm saying? That's
unbelievable.
We don't have nothing. We don't have nothing to give them. Besides, they don't want anything but our life.
Yeah, that's it.
And it's amazing how there's some people out there that call us savages. Now, mind you, I'm not racist by any means, but once again, somebody will misinterpret my statement and say, "Oh, he's a racist," and I'm going to say you're an asshole, and your mother's an asshole for not swallowing you. But anyway, back to the topic. I don't have a tolerance. Like, one thing, you're not going to label. Go smack your mother or your pastor or somebody or your grandmother before you sit there and try to label me something and think I'm supposed to accept it. I'm not hostile. I'm not angry. I'm not bitter. What I am is I'm annoyed. I'm fed up. Because you know what? I can walk outside, just be going to the store, and just get shot, and then somebody will fudge the paperwork, and my daughter loses her father forever.
Right.
But they don't care about that. So my thing is this. Do you really think I'm supposed to care about you if you don't care about me? Listen, I love it when people try to come across as like, oh, but God, and this is not the Christian way, or this is not this way. Listen, I'm sorry. Shut up. Just shut up. Because you know what? It can happen to you too. As soon as you start talking all that church stuff, that's not going to save you. That's not going to save you from these savages out here that want to take your life.
Yep.
This is what it
is. Right, because they don't care.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not denouncing God. I'm a firm believer. But the thing is this. It comes to a point where you can no longer turn the other cheek. It gets to a point where this must be addressed because this is nothing less than an extermination. It's like you got to worry, look over your shoulder from your own people, but then you got to look over your shoulder from police now. That's every time you turn around, you got to look over your shoulder because somebody's trying to kill you, somebody wants something, somebody want to beat you. It's always something.
Yep, always something.
But it's supposed to be okay with this. You want to talk about Colin Kaepernick? Please. Talking about this football player.
Right.
No, it doesn't make any type of sense. They want to talk junk about this football player taking a knee and not listen. You know the racistness of that anthem. You know that it's no good. You know that. Everybody knows it. And you know
right.
what? You've been getting away with having us say it for years. And now all of a sudden, we don't want to say it, so now you got a problem with it.
Now you got a problem with it, exactly. Exactly. That's not the first time, though. That's not the first time that has happened where, you know, and the thing is, they try to ignore. What kill me, you know what kill me is? Because they're so oblivious to things. Like, they want to stay oblivious. It's like, it doesn't affect me.
Well, exactly. But, no, they ain't oblivious. They know what's going on. They just don't want to acknowledge it.
Right.
They don't want to, like, oh, I don't know. Well, listen, he must have been on something because, you know, he's big and black and, you know, black people are
yeah,
very
he's big and black and all the big black
take,
people.
Yeah, big black people are aggressive and they like to take drugs. That's what black people do, they
yeah.
take drugs. Like, this that stereotypical
drugs.
Attitude and conversation starts to come up. Like, I have to go back to it, but really, PCP? PCP. I haven't
PCP.
Heard PCP in years. I haven't heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah, me neither.
So, wait a minute. He just came out of nowhere, this dude. He coming back from school.
He coming back
from
school
also.
I don't mean to laugh, but this is so stupid.
A gun. He had a gun, and then they didn't find no gun, but then he had PCP. So, next,
right.
they're going to say that he had Bin Laden in the trunk. Davy Jones was sitting in the back seat.
Exactly. You know, it's not funny, but you gotta laugh because it's just like this is the stupidness that they just think of or they put in, like they don't think about a lot. And like I said, you're supposed to be people that are supposed to be upholding the law and like you have like common sense ain't so not so common. You don't have the common sense to think that you think people are really going to believe. No, ain't nobody going to believe that mess with your own people. Because we're not going to believe nothing like that. Just like you said, this man is coming home from school, trying to better his life. And once again, it's like repeating history, repeating itself. The slaves trying to learn how to read. Oh, no, you don't supposed to learn how to read. Who taught you how to read? Or who's telling you to read? So now they beat you and burn you and whip you because you trying to learn how to read. That's how it feels to me. Like, they're scolding you because you're trying to better yourself.
Well,
because
you know
notice that's what it always is.
Well, look at it like this. We coming into our own. We've been coming into our own. They're like, yo, we gotta slow you niggas up. You niggas moving a little bit too much into, you know, in certain territories, and we gotta slow y'all up, man. We gotta get y'all distracted from, you know what I'm saying, from
right.
things that's going on. And like I said,
you know, I was just going off that today.
What's up?
No, I said I was thinking about that. This is what you just said. I was thinking about that today too.
And my thing is,
I was thinking about that.
You shoot a guy. So then a day or so later, you shoot a dude that's in the car waiting for his kid. Now, mind you, you're not out there killing drug dealers. You're not out there killing people that's out there killing people. You're killing
exactly.
fathers and husbands.
Yep.
Well, you're just going out there just to this dude.
Exactly.
This dude, you know, Terrence Crutcher have four kids and a wife.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said it's like history repeating something. Just like you said, y'all are not going after the real people that's out there doing something. Like I said, I don't mean to go back to this, but this dude is about to try to blow up a whole goddamn New York block, but that don't mean nothing to y'all.
Well,
he
could have
took out a whole bunch of people, but you got this one man, just like you said, with a, you know, a wife and four children. This man is trying to better himself, and you kill him, and all of a sudden you find all this stuff. It's like I feel like we live in a crazy, not even crazy town, crazy world. Like this world is just upside down, like
Twilight.
Backwards.
It's Twilight.
Yeah, that's what I feel like.
Well, see, remember, the job of a law enforcement officer is to enforce the law. It's not really to protect us. See, if you're breaking the law, then and you happen to be somebody that somebody's breaking the law, like, I can't hit you or I can't assault you because that's a violation of the law. So that's the only reason why I would have to intervene into the situation is because you're being assaulted, which is you, somebody's breaking the law. But otherwise, their job is to enforce the law, uphold the law. It's not really to protect anybody. But then again, you have people who are under this type of sheep mentality that think that police are out there to protect you from harm. And you may have some dudes out there, some nice, some really good men and women who are actually out there to try and do the right thing and make things better. But then you have cops like the ones who went to the Florida man's house because his sister called the cops because they had gotten into an argument. The man goes into his own backyard, sitting there eating chicken, and then he turns around and gets shot.
Oh, Lord.
And killed. And he died.
Absolutely not.
So my thing is,
really?
So you call the police, and I'm sure, and I'm sure she feels like shit, because if it wasn't
right,
calling the police, her brother would still be alive. But that's But the whole thing is, you call the police to help, and then they turn around and they do more harm than good. So
they do more harm than good.
So then again, so if the question remark is, what is your function? What is really your function? Is it, do you have like a mandate to go out there and kill a certain amount of black people per day or per month? Like,
right.
What's that all? Like, what's up with that? I mean,
I think they're just trying to make us crazy because, like I said, it's something that you get tired of trying to figure it out. That's my thing. You get tired of trying to figure out what the problem. I mean, we know what the problem is, but it's like, why is it still a problem in this day and age? Why? We knew what the problem was years ago, but why is it still a problem now? What is the issue?
Because there are still white people out there. Listen, it's not just white people. There's a lot of people out there that do not like black people. They do not.
Right.
Like,
I mean, you know,
they do not like.
They
don't like black men. Some of them love our black women, but then they don't like the black women either, and they damn sure don't like the black children. And then they go up to be adult black. They don't like simple and plain. And we don't learn our lesson. We refuse to, in the face of whatever adversity, why the hell can't we unify?
Right. Exactly.
It's a time like this where we need to just stop financing the ventures. We need to stop, like, take our money and put it in our own direction.
Exactly.
But you know what? We're not ready. We ain't ready for none of that. We ain't ready for the drama. We ain't ready for revolution. We ain't ready for action, and they know that. That's why they.
And I was just getting ready to say, and they know it. Exactly, and they know it.
They know we ain't.
They know we're not
ready.
They know it.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you
know,
at the end of the day, they're ready, but they know we're not ready.
Oh, yeah, they ready.
Because they the ones that, like I said, they the ones that got their kids in all them. You know, that's why they kids take all them karate classes and what's that other one? The one with the long swords. What is it called? Fencing? The fencing classes?
Yeah.
That's why they take all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's why they kids do all that stuff.
They take them hunting. They take them to the range. They do all of that stuff because they're preparing. They're preparing their
kids.
Their
exactly.
Kids.
Yep.
We're sitting here talking about stop the violence. Listen, this country was founded on violence, so it ain't going to
stop.
Nope,
not at all. And like I said, we're not prepared for it because nobody wants to make their children prepared for it. I'm not saying that there's not people out there educating themselves. I'm not saying the ones that are educating their children or, you know, doing the same certain things, taking them to the range and stuff like that. I'm talking about just like regular, you know, like I'm just talking about people that are not doing that, that are not being, you know, preparing their children or even talking to them about these things.
Because
we busy worrying about love and hip hop, or we busy worrying about who got the longest bundle pack and stuff like that.
Well, check this out. What's this real slap in the face is that even when you comply, you still die.
Mm-hmm.
So now look at the situation that's being created. You comply and still die. So why should I trust you? When you get out the car and
right.
you pull me over, it's either two things that's going to happen. Either I can wait for you to do something and then I die, or I can just start doing something to you.
Right.
And get the upper hand.
Right.
See, somebody can sit there and say, oh, he's inciting. No, I'm not inciting anyone. But if you think about it, this is what you're starting. You're trying to, like, these people out here are trying to cause some type of racial rift between
mm-hmm.
people. These cats out here running with these badges like they're real law enforcement, and they're not, are out here pushing the envelope, praying that some type of race war starts or something goes down where they can go to the police precinct and get the tanks and the bombs, and they can just totally destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I don't
mm-hmm.
see what anybody.
They are.
I remember one time this white man say out loud, like, oh, black people are savages. Really? We're savages? So what the hell are you? You can't
right.
call yourself civilized with the barbaric shit that you do when you go around shooting unarmed people.
Right.
Are you that
Absolutely.
Ignorant to the law you supposedly uphold that you can't even do the right thing? Like, listen, shooting somebody, oh, he had a gun. Come on, man. Really? That right there, shooting somebody should be your last resort.
And that's getting tired. Like I said, it's getting tired. We're getting tired of hearing that.
Well,
that's getting tiresome to just keep hearing that.
No, you know what? Then you're going to continue to hear, oh, I was in fear of my life. I was in fear of my partner's life, so I had to do this. And I had to go make pancakes, but then I ran out of syrup, so then I went to the store, and then the store said that they was out of syrup, so then I had to go to the forest, and then I had to go get some honeybees, and then tap a tree, and a honeycomb, and then you're going
to
hear
I had to fight a bear,
and then I had a bucket of honey, and then Winnie the Pooh came out, and Tigger jumped on my back. No, listen, it's like they're going to make an excuse for any and everything. Well, why did you shoot him? I was in fear of my life. Well, why was you in fear of my life? Because I was just scared. So, motherfucker, if you're scared like that, then maybe you shouldn't have this job. Maybe
exactly. Absolutely.
Because you get scared.
And do they ever stop to think that, do they ever stop to think like, well, which I know that they don't, but do they ever stop to think that, how do you think that person feels, knowing that you stopped them and knowing what's going on? How do you think that person feels?
Well, listen,
they're in fear of their life too, because they're not sure if they're gonna walk away from this traffic stop or not.
Well, see, that's why I don't see. Listen, that's why when they tell you, oh, you need 60 credits or you need college to become a cop, no, you don't. You just waste
no, you
60
don't.
Motherfucking credits in 4 years of college or 3 years of whatever.
But I don't think that's only in New York, because I don't think in them other states that you got to have no damn 60 credits. I doubt that.
Well,
I doubt
like
that.
This, whatever they learned in the police academy, they ain't learned. They ain't learning. Because, like I said, I'm not trying to pull my weapon unless there's a need to. Because I don't want to have to answer the questions after. Because when there's inconsistencies, just like they said, oh, I thought he was walking towards the car. I thought he was going to reach in the window and get something. The goddamn window was up. So how perceptive are you, police officer?
So how the hell, exactly,
you didn't even know that the goddamn window was up and you was next to the car?
Why, you don't know the difference between open and closed?
You didn't know the window was up. You didn't know the window was closed up. Exactly. But that's the story.
But
you know,
that's the story. Yeah, exactly.
Now, and check it out. Let's go even deep. So let's say he was on PPP. He was real calm.
Can you sure that was
on that shit? Because all he did was put his hands up in the air and he just kept walking. So just because he walked away from you, you got mad and went to shot him.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. That's probably, you know, I'm starting to, you know, and now that you said it, that's probably exactly what it was. Because her husband probably do the same thing to her. She be yelling at him, and he be like, hey, she'd be like, honey, you ain't ready.
Yo, I mean, really, you never know. That's why I'm like, yo, man.
You know, sometimes they take their job home and they bring their home to their job.
Yeah, this is true.
So you never know.
But I just think it's some ill-trained people who don't deserve to have that badge. I think they just have their own personal agenda. Like, there's no excuse. When you start lying about what you did, when there's inconsistencies in your story that big, then, yeah, there's a problem. There's the dirtiest problem. But, like, once again, nobody's really going to address it because it's not affecting them directly. And I'm sorry, but, you know, people got short memory spans.
Right.
Like, I'm still wondering how George Zimmerman is just walking around. I still wonder. I find it amazing that he's still walking.
Yes.
I find it so amazing that this dude is still walking around.
Yes. It's like, how are you still?
And then bragging about
it. Yo. Exactly. It's like, dog, you're not like, I mean, you know, I don't like to wish death on anybody, but dog, you should be maimed or something, impaled. Somebody should have did something to you by now.
Well,
like, I don't get it. But you know what? Let me tell you something. And my mother, your aunt, used to tell me this all the time. You got to have the patience of, what's his name? Oh, patience of Job. Okay, Job. Okay.
Job is one
you
of
gotta
one
have
of
the patience of Job. That's right. You have to have that patience because, like I said, it's gonna come, and it may be in little spurts. It may not be something, you know, quick cycles. You know, people when they're hurt or a person is hurt, especially is, you know, Trayvon's mother, of course, father, family. When you hurt, you want fast something, you know, something to that justice fast. But you know what? We don't know what kind of mental breakdown that man is having. Yeah, he may be, you know, still walking around and he's good, but you know what? His conscience is probably eating his ass alive every day.
Yeah, well, listen.
Okay.
It may be.
And we don't know how far it's going to get to him.
Yeah, but see, he want to open his mouth. He want to talk junk. He want to parade around. He want to auction off his gun. He wanted to say so much. And it's like, listen, we know the media has a lot to do with, you know, certain things. But you know what? It's a blessing and a curse with the media. Because if it wasn't for the media highlighting certain things, then we wouldn't know. It's certain
right.
things we just wouldn't know. And know that this guy is just walking around with the arrogance. Like, it can't happen to him. It says a lot.
Don't worry. The arrogance is gonna come to him. Let me tell you something. You can't be arrogant all your damn life. That arrogant comes to him because, like I said, you gotta get. Like I said, nobody stays young forever, and you don't know when your last day is gonna be here. Okay. You don't know when your last days are. So you know what? He going. You know, I believe in karma. I truly believe in karma. But it's just like it's. You know, like I said, it's just getting tiring of hearing the same thing. Everything's happening, and, you know, like every other, just like you said, every other couple of months this is happening. It's just like, I was just like I was on the bus today, and I was just saying to myself, like, I was watching, a matter of fact, I was watching one of them early them late 90s, early 2000s, like videos, like the South videos, like the videos from the South.
Yeah.
And I was saying to myself, like, yo, like years, like around this time, you didn't hear about all of this happening. It's like it was like it died, and you didn't hear it. But like for a good couple of years, you did not hear about people getting killed like this. I mean, I don't know if it had if social media had something to do it, because you know at that time it really wasn't too much social media going around because nobody had Instagram, Facebook, and all that other stuff. I don't know if that had something to do with, but it's just like it was like calming, like you didn't like I felt like a calm because I'm going back to that time like. Damn, you really didn't hear anything like this going on like this. Like, it was like after Rodney King, like, you really didn't hear too much of this police brutality. Like, you see, like, it was sparingly. Like, very sparingly you heard it. But now it's like every week, every month, every 6 months, every, you know, it's like back to back. And it's just like I don't know. It's just like I don't know what can be done. It's like you when you try to do everything. It's like when you exhausted everything. It's like it's like when an animal gets cornered. It's just like yo, you're gonna have some yell. Like I said, you got people out there that's prepared. Well, you know, it may not be us, but there's some people out there that's prepared.
Well, that's the thing. We as a collective, we as a race, we're not prepared mentally, physically, or spiritually to fight that fight. Like, we're not. It's sad, to come out and say that, but we're not.
Unbelievable.
You know? So it's like, with that being said, we can sit there and talk about enough is enough, this, that, and third, but it's not going to change anything. Nothing's
no.
going to change. Nothing's going to happen to these cops.
Nope, not at all.
Going out there doing what they're doing, and soon you're going to turn on the TV, and it's not even going to be news anymore. It's going to be like, you know, people will find the winning numbers, the winning lotto numbers, more exciting than, you know, black man gets killed by cop. Oh, yeah, again?
Right.
Like, that's the running... That's the norm.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's like when you hear it, it's like it feels like it kind of like you're numb to it. It's like you're getting numb to it because you hear it so much. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, another black man. You know, and I think that's what they want. They want us to start feeling numb to it so we can feel how they feel. Oh, another black man. All right, well, yeah. How's the weather today, Bob? You know, like, that's what they wanted to get to that point like that, where it just gets numbing that we don't care about it either, like they don't care. And it's like, you can't keep, like I said, we can't keep it like that. Can't. And, you know, like I said, we have to have these conversations. We have to have these conversations. We have to.
Well,
because if we don't...
I mean... It's starting to seem like we're just having these conversations to just vent. Like, nothing else is really, you know, like, coming out of it at this point. It's just like, yo, you're our target practice, and that's that.
Right.
There's no other way that I can really, you know what I'm saying, that we can really see it. Because this is what you're putting in our face. And like I said, you can't blame us for being mad. You can't blame us for saying anything, even though they want us to just sit there and shut up and take it. We can't.
Mm-hmm.
We can't.
Right.
We can't continue to do that because it's going to get to a point where if we do one thing, we're going to have to do something else. And if we do something else, we're going to have to do something else again. And then again, it's going to keep adding up. Pressure is going to keep building.
Right. Yep.
So it was like, yo, eventually something's got to give. Pipe's going to burst. Something.
Yeah, but what is it that? But what is it that's going to have to give? Like, what is it? Like, what solution? Like, what is it that's going to have to give?
You know,
it's like, what is it?
I can say it, but at the same time, it doesn't necessarily have to be true, but in my observation, sad to say, it's like when you become violent, then they want to cooperate.
Right.
And
right.
Nobody wants to have to, and no one, you know what I'm saying, wants to have to be violent just to get someone to listen. Because that's kind of, you know what I'm saying, that's kind of stupid.
Right, but
that's like, that doesn't make any sense. But it's like, nobody wants to go out there and start being violent. Like, that's, to me, that's not the way. That's not really the way.
It's not the way, but what they're being violent, they're not being peaceful about anything. They're not making us peaceful.
They don't have to be.
And why not?
Because like,
that's
obvious.
That's
that white privilege. That's that white privilege, y'all.
But that's the whole point. But that's the whole point. They know. You're right. It's the white privilege. They know it. But it's like, yo, do y'all realize this is why these things don't happen to you? But I don't think they realize it. So we have to try and point it out to them.
No, see, the thing is, I think they know. Once again, like I said, they just don't want to acknowledge it. They don't want to acknowledge the truth. That's the problem. They don't want to never admit to anything. Because if they admit, then that means there was a flaw in somebody's, you know, design. So they can't admit any of that. They have to stick to the script.
Unbelievable. I don't know.
They can't stray away from that. They can't stray away from the script. Can't do that.
I don't know. They just want to do something because people are going, like I said,
that man was 40 years old.
Four kids, a wife, 40 years old,
doing him. Probably was going home to be like, yeah, my wife cooking. Kids gonna get on my nerves, and I'm having me a good day.
Right.
Got out of school, and he ain't never made it home.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
See, it's so easy to deny us our civil rights. It's so easy to just deny us our God-given rights because these individuals out here that believe that we should not exist, we should not be in this country, and to believe that we should all be terminated because of the color of our skin.
Yeah, but Chuck, they brought us over here. That's what I can't wrap my head around that either because it's like y'all brought us over here.
They don't want to acknowledge that. They'll still sit there and tell you, I didn't bring you over here. If it was me, I would have threw you off the boat. I left you right where you was at.
Unbelievable. How do you think we got it? We didn't get in the boat and say, hey, yeah, next stop, Virginia. Like, nobody got in the boat and said that?
Well, of course not.
You would catch
because
it.
Because back then you were just, to them, an animal. You're a savage. That's all you are.
Unbelievable.
All the time.
Unbelievable. I can't.
That's why I'm
like,
as you being a mother with two black sons. Oh God. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. And most of my friends, most of the women that I know, you know, most of us have sons. I hardly have any friends that have, daughters. But, you know, it's the same thing. You know, it's nothing different. But it's just that, you know, for our sons, it's just like I said, I, you know, my, you know, he goes out of here and go to work and he comes home 2-3 in the morning. It's like, I don't go to sleep until he gets in his house.
Yeah.
I really don't. I don't fall asleep until he comes in his house. I'll be tired when I get up the next day, you know, if I got to go out or whatever, but I don't fall asleep until he gets in his house because it's just like, it's too much. And I think that's what they're trying to do. Not only are you trying to get rid of our males, but you're trying to make the women crazy. And when they get crazy, go put them in the throw them in a mental institution.
Yep.
Because we're losing sleep. We're losing hope. We're losing, like I said, we're losing something that we had sitting in our stomachs for 9 months. Just like your wife or your girlfriend or your mother had you sitting in her belly for 9 months. How you think we feel? Like, it's ridiculous.
Well,
ridiculous. It just doesn't make any sense. Huh?
They never cared on how we feel.
No.
They never.
You're right. They never did.
Support. So we were never included in the plan. You know, we were just supposed to be slaves forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. So...
Yeah,
like
you can't expect people. I mean, that's just like, you know, I hate to put this out there, but I have to put this. That's just like with the Jews. Like, you think the Jews are going to be slaves forever? No. Nobody's going to be a slave forever as long, you know, especially if they try to, you know, uplift themselves. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't be a slave forever. It's not going to happen that way.
No, but see, they got our foreign market. I mean, they got our, you know, situation straight because they know what most of us are into. And we're not, like, Black Lives Movement is one thing, but I ain't hear nothing from Black Lives Matter Movement now. Where they at?
Right.
You know,
I hate
out there like that, but where they at? See? That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I
haven't seen any of our church people, church pastors, bishops. I ain't seen none of our powerful ass church people out there. I ain't seen none of our, you know, councilmen, congressmen. I don't care if you from that state or not. We supposed to step up. We supposed to step in. And it's not happening.
Right.
I don't understand why.
I don't know.
But like,
I don't know.
3054, you on the air with the menu. What's up?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's
Hot Rod.
Hey.
Hello, guys.
Hey, it's Hot Rod's birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah. It's
Hot
your
Rod.
Birthday today. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. God bless, you know. I didn't get shot yet, but let's see about that tomorrow.
No, we don't want
that.
No,
we don't
want
that to happen to you at
all.
Yeah. That's right. We don't want that at all.
The world won't be the same.
Sure
won't.
Thank
you, guys. But my question is, why you guys are talking about this matter while there's more important things in the world that's going on right now, more problems, like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt getting divorced? We should be talking about that on the show right now. And all the problems in the world, that is very important to
talk
about.
Yes, we should. You know what? You know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. That's a daggone change.
It made it to the cover of the newspaper. The newspaper in New York. That made a cover compared to other problems in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Another unarmed black man got shot by a kid, by the cops. So what? Nothing new. We've been talking about it forever now.
Mm-hmm.
But divorce about celebrities, that's real news.
Because that's what we've been reduced to. That's what we've been reduced to. That's what I'm saying. It's like celebrities are more important than, and I'm not saying that they're not humans, but the entertainment field is more important than what's really going on. This is the way society has made it now.
Big Red, by the grace of God, I reached 40 today. What are you doing
God
in your
bless
life? Thank you. What are you doing in your life and your bedroom? I don't care. It doesn't affect me. It does not give me. It does not put money in my pocket to feed my kids. So why we are so obsessed with celebrities while we have a real problem out there of people being killed, whether it's black, white,
right,
Asian, people are being killed in general.
Because they don't want to hear about that.
Exactly. They don't want to, once again,
they don't want to hear about that.
To acknowledge it is to admit something. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to have, I have to say it like this, but a majority of white people is not going to admit anything. For certain types of individuals, they're not going to admit any wrongdoing whatsoever.
Well, like you said a few weeks ago, they don't understand because they don't see it. We understand. We go through it every day of our lives. Whether you're rich or poor, once you're black, you go through some type of struggle. It's a given fact in this country. Like, once again, people get upset over a man kneeling down for a national anthem, but then they get upset over a man. Now, I'm not saying black man. A man being killed for no reason? Again?
Wait a minute. There was a reason. He was on. They said he looks like a bad guy, and he was possibly on PCP.
You know who's a bad guy? The landlord that's ripping me off every month for the rent I pay him every month. He's a bad guy. If I don't go out to kill him, and guess what? I'm not afraid to say it. He's Jewish. And you know how they are.
They're gonna get their money.
Well, I didn't shoot his ass down.
Right.
He's a bad guy.
All right. It's a little. He's not a bad guy. He's just a businessman. That's all.
Yeah, he's a businessman.
Well, he's a bad guy. But the same guy that raped a girl behind the dumpster got only 3 months of jail. But they praised him as an Olympic swimmer or something like that. So how does that work out?
So there goes, once again, the double standard. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it boils down to. I mean, listen, you can't kill a dog. You can't be a black man and kill a dog. Okay?
You can be a white guy, what happened to us,
and you can shoot a black man and get away with it. Mm-hmm. And you can't be... You can be a white boy and rape somebody and get off, and you know a little fragile white boy, you can get off, get away, you can get away with it because they don't want jail to affect your future or make you feel like you just don't belong in society. You know, we gotta protect you. Somebody gotta protect you.
We can't protect ourselves now. We all scared.
Right, it's like exactly.
The cops are scared of us. We are scared of them. It's like we don't know what to do now.
Right. Absolutely.
Last week, when my son, he was happy to see a few cops. He's 2 years old. He went over and he gave cops pounds. You know, they were so happy. You know, about that, and put a smile on their faces because you know we tried to build that relationship. But if he knew what was really going on, we would have gone over and say hello and give a cop a handshake or a pound. I doubt that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's a shame. That's a shame because, you know what, those could be some good cops who didn't deserve that type of attitude.
And yep. Yes. But I don't care what anybody say. Once, as a black person, once you see a cop and once a cop sees us, you have that edge. You got that nervous going on.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know,
of course,
like,
and it was never like that. It was never like that before.
Maybe that woman cop got nervous and started shooting. Who knows?
How could you get nervous and you got other cops around you? Like, listen, my thing is, if you got nervous, then you should have said that from the jump and just took it right there. It's like, listen, I screwed up. Because you know what? I'd rather hear her come out and say, listen, I just got scared. And I made a mistake. I would respect that more than in this whole, he had PCP and Jimmy Hoffa was sitting in the back and Davy Jones outside changing the tire. Like
Davy Jones.
Like, come on.
Yeah,
really?
That's the point. It's like if you just say the truth. Say what happened. Say the reason why. Like, say, just tell the truth. Don't make up lies on this person. Don't make up lies. Like I said before, you shot him. Admit it. Get this man some help. Why there was no EMS around? Where were the paramedics? Where was somebody to aid this man? Because, like I said, he might have had a chance at least to live.
They are trained, mm-hmm. but they didn't want to do it.
He loved to cover things up easily in a hot second.
Of course. Oh, that's unbelievable.
You know, like, not to be too personal, guys. Like I say on my show all the time, I'm tired of talking about these topics, but they talk over and over. You know, it does make us angry. But, like, what's the next step? Like I say, Monday night, Colin Kaepernick brought awareness of the situation, and everybody's upset, but nothing is still being done overall.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to give the family some money and have them sign a couple of papers, and then that's that. That's all.
So I'm going to lose my son for $2 million. It's not worth it.
Well, listen, that's what they feel. They can buy us off. And see, that's
mm-hmm.
the problem. So many people have allowed that to happen. Like me, I'll say F your $1 million. If you can't bring back my kid, or if you can't bring up back my brother or my father, then you know what? Then maybe you need to go die with them. Because you know what? I'm tired of people telling us, oh, well, you need to pray. Like I said earlier, oh, you need to pray. You need to do this. Ain't nobody telling them goddamn white cops they need to pray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ain't nobody telling these bad, ain't nobody out there telling them to say, oh, you need to be more calm. You need to stop telling me to be goddamn calm. You got people on social media threatening this football player. You got people on social media and just people in general saying, oh, well, them niggas deserve bullets to the head anyway. It's that absurd. Listen to the violence.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the hatred, mm-hmm. and you're telling me to be calm? I'm sorry. My first name ain't Martin, and my last name ain't Luke.
No, like Big Red, like I told Brother B Monday, I go on my Facebook and see all these posters from my Caucasian
mm-hmm.
friends. Like, wow, that's how you've been feeling for a long time, but you smile in my face, you laugh. Tell me how you really feel after all this time.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't like black people? If you don't like black people, be honest with me, I don't care. No,
right,
this is
exactly.
Your life.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like, be honest.
No, they don't want you to think of them differently. That's the whole thing. See, they gotta protect the character. They gotta preserve the character and look at them. They can't let you know that they got a swastika or something.
But they will go out and vote for Donald Trump in November, right? Those are the same people that will vote for Donald and Trump in November, excuse me.
Of course. And my thing is, if he wins, listen, whoever voted for him, you deserve what you get. Because if you think this dude is coming in to help you, listen. This dude is about to start the purge. He's about to be the only president that's going to start the purge.
Yeah.
It's damn near starting right now.
Yeah, it sure is. Sure.
But, Brother B, all the times we always tell people, you know, to comply with the police. What about that? What happened that night? The guy had his hands up. How can you convince people to comply if they're still being killed anyway? Like, what's the
point? You can't. These kids out here, these teenagers, these young men and women, you listen, comply. You don't make sense to comply anymore because you're still going to die.
Yep, exactly.
And somebody will
absolutely.
Try to say not every situation is the same, but who wants to take the chance? Who wants to take the chance of that situation maybe or maybe not being the same? No one wants to be a statistic.
True.
Right, exactly.
People still argue against that. Like, listen, people comply and they still get shot, so I might as well fight for my rights. And I don't know.
Well, see, remember?
Just, yeah.
Remember, all right, when all, I remember when Alton Sterling got killed. They were saying, oh, well, he was resisting arrest. This is that third. So now it's like, okay, he's not resisting arrest. He still gets killed.
Mm-hmm.
So now, what are you going to tell me? Why do you think social media was very quiet? From my standpoint, a lot of people that I know, or I just didn't see certain comments being made whatsoever. A lot of people was quiet. I wonder why.
All I know is, listen, back in the day, I remember after Rodney King, and I was like, listen, I would have told, you know, like, males of my family, like, oh, when you see a cop go up to him, no. I was like, I'm not going to tell him that because you know what? And it's happening now again. You can't even, you scared to even go to them and ask them for help. Because who knows, you might get shot asking them for help.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll save myself from a fire or a burglar or something like that because they'll come in, let the burglar go and shoot me.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You look suspicious. Like, it looks suspicious. Yo, burglar busted my house in my drawers. What you mean I look suspicious?
I'm naked. I'm naked.
Yeah, exactly. I'm naked. Like, oh, gosh, he had a gun. Where was the gun? It was between his legs. That's what it looked like to me. So, we had to shoot him. Let's take him down.
Exactly.
I think we all could agree that bottom line is the media that brainwashed people. People are brainwashed easily, like Butterbee always say. There are a bunch of sheep out there that follow the same pattern over and over. They cannot think for themselves. And I think sometimes that's what we're in the big mess we're in right now.
Yep.
Yeah, people don't want to be, a lot of people out there, they don't want to use their brain. They don't want to use their brain.
Not at all.
Because to be honest, I know what racism is, but I don't understand it. Like, what if I don't like you, I don't like you, period, of who you are. The color has nothing to do with anything. You know, whether you're yellow, purple, blue, black, white, I just don't understand racism at all. That's just me.
But it's not for us. It's not for us to understand because we didn't create it. We ain't mad at nobody. White people mad at us. Everybody mad at us.
Oh, listen, how can you say white people mad at us? White people love us. They take care of us. They brought us to this country. The white people made us build the White House for them. Come on.
Oh, my God.
That's the thing. These kids. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, what about these other listeners?
No, it bothers me when I look at these kids. They have all this technology, all this power, but they're not using it for research.
Nope.
They don't want to learn their history.
Because
they don't want to.
You know what? From what I'm starting to hear, they switching up the history lessons in school, and they switching up stuff in the books. So they're not really learning. Wasn't there an issue with who's that big book company that's in the schools? I forgot the name of it right now, but they had put in a new. No, not
Scholastic.
Another one. No, it's not Scholastic. It was another one. They have put in a book that we migrated, us and other people migrated over to America to look for work. We ain't migrated.
Oh. We ain't migrated. What the hell are they talking about? What book? What book was that?
Goddamn lie.
So let me find it so I can burn that shit. What book was that?
Well,
and then they would, you know, and you know what I say to myself, you know. I mean, you tell it. It's so messed up because you know it's like you contradicting yourself because you tell the kids that they need to have an education, they need to go to school, they got to get their diploma and blah 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 whatever. But then, how are they going to learn anything if they learn it bullcrap like that?
You know what?
If they're not being taught the truth, why do you expect these kids to learn?
Because our parents did it to us, and we're trying to do the same thing to them. Either way, I see it. But school back then is different compared to now. Now they have a better chance of learning different things. Us, we had that one textbook for the whole year.
Right, but see, now, okay, but they have different textbooks, but it's still stating, it still has the same stuff, and it's still stating the same stuff.
Would that Christopher Columbus discover America? Yes.
Yes, they still have. I'm sure they're still teaching these kids that.
Yep, he's still
I'm
telling
sure they're still telling them a lot of the George Washington and Cherry Tree and all that crap. What the hell are you telling these kids that stuff? Well, like I said, but then you, but you know what it is, and they tell the smaller kids, they tell that too. But then as they get older, this is why a lot of them, and I'm not going to say for all of them, but I'm just saying I think this is why a lot of them get bored, a lot of them get tired of going to school, a lot of them drop out because they're tired of hearing these lies. Because guess what? When they in them streets, somebody telling them the truth in them streets.
And that's why I think the best educators is us, the parents. But there's a contradiction. As a parent, you're busy. You got to work. You got to take care of the kids. Where do you have time to teach them anything? It's like, not to sound like an oxymoron, like, wow, you have 10 minutes to speak to your kids, but your mind is gone, but you're working 10, 12 hours to make ends meet.
That's true. That's true. But it's all. But you know what? I feel that's all in the plan. Also, you're right. But I think it's all in the plan. Let me tell you something. I'm just starting to realize as I'm getting older. Everything is a plan. Everything is planned out. They planned this out, and it took them years to do it. But they planned this out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they planned all this out. They knew this. Right. It took them years, but they know what they're doing. They wanted this to be just how it is now.
Yeah.
Of course.
They know what they were doing.
Like I said, and this is why I'm glad we do the menu. I'm glad that Hot Rod has shows like it has a show Absolute Truth. Because you know, somewhere along the line there has to be somebody has to draw the line and just say, all right, you're going to say this, but I'm going to talk about this. Like, I'm going to address it. You may not address it, or somebody may address it in a watered-down way, but you can't do that. You can't keep watering things down because it's obvious that no matter what happens, these people are not going to face any type of consequences. These people are not going to face these type of, we're not going to get any type of justice.
Nope.
They're getting away with murder.
But then again, because she's a female, they might use her as an example.
Oh, no. That's a good point.
Nah, they're going to protect her. I mean, you're right. It's a good point, but I think they're going to protect her.
She will get paid. That's a killer for her. She will get paid. She killed someone and still getting paid for it.
Yeah, but all of them, after they shoot somebody, they put them on administrative leave, and then they turn around and, you know, they good. They sit back or they sit home and they collect the check.
Well, guys, I'm terribly sorry, but I have to go feed my daughter right now and wake her up.
That's all good, brother. Thank you for calling.
Have a good show. Keeping it real. And don't forget, all drunk people's lives matter.
Enjoy your birthday, brother.
Okay,
right,
enjoy. Take care.
Right,
yeah. But I don't know. I mean, no type of sound.
It's not gonna.
Hello.
It's not gonna make any sense. It's never going to make any sense. I mean, yo, it is what it is. We can talk to people in the face, but it's not going to stop. These people go get these jobs, and they become cops, or they put themselves in these positions. This is, yeah, like you said, it's a plan. They do it for a reason. It's no different.
Right.
Listen, these real quick, these individuals who get these jobs and become like cops, or, you know, some type of law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
To carry out their own personal agendas are no different than the so-called terrorists that come over here, get jobs, and they turn around and then they do whatever they do.
Right.
They're no different. It's still a form of terrorism. And this
yep.
is domestic terrorism. This is a hate crime. This is what they need to be brought up on charges for. Terrorism
right.
and hate crime.
Absolutely.
They're not going to do that.
Nope. They're not going to do that. Absolutely not.
And they're going to say, oh, I was nope. scared and I had to use my gun. And he's a big black man. And I thought he was
yeah, oh, exactly. That's because she's a white female. Oh, boy, we already know that's the. She probably had that. She probably had images of OJ in her head. Which she, it ain't funny. But she probably had OJ flashing in her eyeballs when she seen that man. Oh, he's gonna be like OJ. He gonna chop me up. Oh, I have to shoot him.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then your husband or whatever, the eye in the sky telling, oh, he looks like a bad dude. What that? Like, who says that in a damn helicopter? What the hell?
That's ignorant. That's who says that. Someone so ignorant.
Yeah, and then he put, and you know what, when he said that he put that battery in her damn back.
Yeah. That was nothing but pure ignorance. Coming out of that dude's mouth. Nothing but pure ignorance. But you know what? God don't sleep. God don't like ugly.
No, he sure don't.
And there's a lot of ugliness going on around right now. A lot of ugliness going on around right now.
Oh, definitely. All around.
So eventually somebody's gonna have to answer for it. Like right now, you know, they protested in Charlotte. They protested in Charlotte, North Carolina about killing, you know, of Chief Lamont Scott.
Right.
And
right.
I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Like, it's sad, but it's like you got to start to develop a thick skin and the attitude. It's like, well, if some cops get hurt, who did? If they've been hurting us for years. They don't care about us, so why should we care about them? And like I said, this is the type of sentiment that's going to be growing. Because some people are not going to distinguish between the good cop and the bad cop. All they're going to see is the
evil. Right. Yep, exactly. Absolutely.
And they're
going to
take
us. Absolutely.
You know, so,
I'm sure that's exactly what it is. That's all they see is the uniform, and that's it. They don't care who it is. Like when I was working for them with the 911, and we had to wear basically the same type of uniform that a cop wears. And like after those cops that got killed in that December, before they was telling us, "Oh, you don't make sure you don't have your uniform going home, and you can't wear it because you know." And they made a good point. It was like blue is blue. They don't care. Like a person. In that state of mind, they're not looking at the fact that okay, you are working inside. You don't have a gun or a weapon or anything like that to protect yourself. All they see is those blue pants and that patch on your arm, and that's it.
Yeah, but why should you even have to do the whole? Why should you have to go through all of that? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you
right.
being made a target because of someone else?
Right.
Because of someone
right.
else.
Yep.
You're a target.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. Unbelievable, like I said. I feel that they, like I said, instead of putting on that administrative leave, you need to, that's what I said. Let them leave. Yeah, put them on administrative leave, but don't pay them. Don't give them no money. Let them suffer.
This is true.
Let them suffer.
Something
and then you.
Something has to
suffer.
But like I said, everybody talk a big one. Everybody talk that good game. And when Monday hits, it'll be back to normal. Everybody will have forgotten. Keith Lamont Scott and the families of Keith Lamont Scott and Terrence Crutcher will either be preparing to bury their loved one or burying their loved one while everything else goes. Nobody cares. Mm-hmm. And it's a shame. It's really a shame that no one
that they have to even go through that period. It's like, why should your, you know, not your whole life is stopped, but just like your life is stopping right now because, once again, like I said, you used to this person coming home and just, you know, he, just like you said, he probably was like, you know, I hope my wife cooked tonight, you know, or whatever. I can't wait to go home and see my kids and ask them how their day was. Just like you said, yell at them. Whatever it is that you usually do, this is what you want to go home and do. You don't want to, you know, have to worry about whether you're going to go home or not, especially for a traffic stop or your car stalled. And that's the thing that killed you. The man car stalled. He needed help. So what made you think this man was trying to harm anyone? He's trying to get help for himself so he can get the hell home.
Yeah, well, they sent him home.
He
would have
been better off just calling Triple A. He should have just called Triple A and kept it moving. He'd been better off calling him.
Well,
this is just
Listen, maybe yeah. I believe he would have been better off calling AAA because he probably still be alive today.
Yeah, he'd been better off just calling this. Shoot, I took my chance. I'll be like, listen, I'll pay y'all something, but I take my chances. I'll call AAA. I ain't calling these cops because I don't know what they're gonna do to me. Imagine if he was hurt or something like that. Imagine if he was hurt or he got into an accident or something. I can only imagine what they, you know, well, not, I can't imagine no more because man is dead, but I'm just saying, like, dang.
Well,
and then for you to say that the man... And then for you to say the man was on some type of drug and y'all all of a sudden y'all found PCP and us... That man wasn't on no damn PCP. That man, if he was on PCP, he'd have been sweating and all, acting all crazy and doing all kinds of stuff.
Well, you know, they're never going to tell us what really happened. We're never really going to find out.
No, they never do.
Story. Yeah, we're just going to be fed a story. And, you know, that's basically it. So,
yeah. Let's see what happens in the next couple of days. I mean, we already know the same old thing happens over and over again. But, you know, like I said, I feel because she's a female, they're going to try to make an example of her. I don't know. I just have that feeling.
Well,
they're going to try.
As much of us would like to see it happen, not because she's a female, but because she shot a man with his arms up. Yeah. Black man with arms in the air. You know, I think that, like I said, if it happens, you know, great. But I don't think, you know, it's really going to go down like that. So.
Yeah, I feel that too. I say it's just wishful thinking.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Usually
it's wishful thinking.
But yeah, man.
Unbelievable.
I'm gonna wrap this up, and I guess we'll be back next week. You know,
yes,
all
we will.
Say is that just be safe out there. Be careful, because it's obvious that no matter what you do, how you do it, being black is a crime. Being black is obviously a crime now. So, just be careful. You know, just be careful. And
yeah,
on that note,
be careful.
You know, on that
be
note,
safe, guys.
We're going to wrap this up. Another episode of Minion Cam. We'll be back next week, Wednesday, around 8:30. Until then, white, black, whatever. But especially to my black brothers and sisters and children, please be safe out there.
Be safe.
You know, do what you can. Do what you feel is right. You know, and to those who want to have a voice, you know what I'm saying, make it heard. Step up and say something. You know, on that note, peace.
All right.
Easy.
Later, Brother B.
Later.
Later.